He said, "Mackerel, do you realize that your scout troops save 5% of the landfill space? Would you build another one?" So I went back to the boys and I said, "Fellas, do you want to start another recycling center?" "Yay, Mr. Mack, go for it." We had no money. They dug the footing. The building was going to be 40 feet deep, 80 feet long. What I started to doing at Blue Cross Blue Shield, I would take the computer cards, put them in cardboard barrels that had tops that would go on there, a ring. I'd get some of the senior boys to drive over to paper stock dealers in Durham, and when that little bit of money, I would save it till we could get a mason to put up cinder block. I had a boy in the troop named Mike Long. His father worked for Adams Concrete and Block. I asked him, "Would you donate block? Be glad to." I don't know how many thousands he gave us. With the money that was coming in, I got a mason to put up the cinder block. Well, when he got through, the building inspector came to me and said, "Whoa, stop, no, you can't go any far. The block are not according to code." I said, "What's code?" "The code requires you to have a cinder block 8 inches wide. What he had given us was 6 inches wide. If I put concrete down every hole and rebar with it, would that pass?" I asked the building inspector. He came back to us. He said, "Okay." So me and some scouts in just a wheelbarrow and a bag of we would mix it up and put it down in the hole. It took us about 8 months to get that done. And then, naturally, the next thing you have to do is put fill. It's called backfill. Blue Cross at the Perron Board building out here on 15501, they had to take up the entire plaza. I thought, hey, it's going to cost them to dump that concrete into the landfill, and I could use it for backfill. So they dumped it out there. The concrete had been cut up randomly, and they were all sizes and shapes. Got a 35-pound sledgehammer, bolt cutters. I got the senior boys, and we started in one corner. We would crack it, and we would cut it in two, take those blocks and stack them up, one on top of the other one. We did that for over 18 months. 1983, we dedicated the building. And while we operated the building for 27 years, we did over 285,000 tons of paper. Anheuser-Busch heard about it. They contacted me, and we started doing aluminum. They gave me an aluminum crushing machine. We told the public, "Bring your aluminum, and we'll pay you." This little old lady came up one day and brought hers in a big plastic bag, and we weighed it, dumped it in the hopper, and then all of a sudden, the machine kept rejecting all the cans. Well, when I picked up a can, there was a nail in it, and then the next can had a screw in it. She had put a nail or a screw in every one of the cans to increase her weight. We got up to about $300,000 in cash. Roland Gittes donated 9 acres of land down on Jordan Lake to us. With that kind of money, ended up, we now have a foundation and a nonprofit corporation. Bill Loach, he said, "You need a home for the troop." And he said, "I'm going to leave your building fund in my will." On a Friday in 2003, he washed his car, went to bed, and never woke up. He sent 35,000 English pounds. With the income, we were able to go. We started a program of every 4 years going to the International Scout Camp in Kandersteg, Switzerland. We also started a program of going to the American Scout Camp, Philmont. We were able to do things that a lot of boys in scouting can't. And it's just because we had a bus and there was no limit to where we could go in camping. We even took them down one time down the Salmon River in Idaho. Well, the reason I'm still connected, I'm wanting to build a home for them. And good Lord willing, someday we may get there.